on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Well, that was encouraging. Love having the folks from Cape New Mexico in their convention coming up June 28th and 29th. Even the 27th is the free night at Legacy Church. That's going to be on the main campus on Central west of Coors. And go to cape-nm.org to register for that homeschool convention. We'll continue to let you know more about it. But in studio with us right now, more family has arrived. Gail and Shane are here from Steelbridge. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Anytime, Steve.
It's like, come to the table and let's reason together. last weekend, there was kind of a reopening, opening of the thrift store. Before we jump into that, just a minute worth, Shane or Gail, for those that Steelbridge. What's that?
Yes, so Steelbridge is a Christ-centered therapeutical support trauma-informed care program. It's a one-year program helping men and women coming off the streets, coming out of prison, coming human trafficking, domestic violence, drug abuse, substance abuse, homelessness. We bring them in and we basically just spend a year helping them to just remold their lives through Christ first and foremost.
Yeah.
And we help them get jobs, get their family back, the counseling. And so, yeah.
Well, and thank you, Shane, and the staff there for the love that's poured into our community. So I think, you know, we're talking about the people that so often are forgotten, maybe not forgotten, but maybe neglected, misunderstood. I think people jump to assuming they know people's stories and they don't. And it's just a beautiful thing to see good things like that happening and lives being restored.
Amen.
Part of that, the activity at Steelbridge, as I mentioned, is the thrift store. What happened last weekend?
Oh, we just we opened our doors from 9 to 2 just to reintroduce the thrift store, because 100% of the proceeds go towards our programs.
Yeah.
And so, you know, some people come by, just, you know, was able to share the love of Christ with them, purchase some items. It's good times.
And real easy to
find. One thing we want to make clear is the thrift store, you know, we have the resource center.
Get a little closer, Gail.
Okay. We have the resource center where we actually hand out the clothing and do feedings to the homeless, all right? But in that same complex, we are also offering a thrift store for our low-income families.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're talking about people with children that need children's clothing, and
yeah,
they need things inexpensive. And at our resource center, too, we also have our food box distribution for our low-income families and those that are dealing with food inadequacies. You know,
the thrift store too. Now, not only to what you mentioned, Gail. Obviously, you take donations of items at the thrift store.
No.
Okay,
but
you don't.
They are at the resource center there.
Okay.
So the resource center and the thrift store are next door to each other.
So if what I'm asking is, because you know, often people say, "Oh yeah, I'll take it through," and they take it someplace that doesn't benefit anyone. It's a business.
Right.
I'm not going to mention.
Right.
So if people do have lightly used items that clearly can be used by someone else at a reduced cost, is it at the
So it's going to be at 2021 Second Street,
okay,
Northwest, which is both our donation drop-off Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and our thrift store is also attached right next to it.
Okay, now that's Second Street just north of I-40. So if you're going north on 4th Street, you go under the interstate, and on the west side of the street, you'll see the Resource Center and the thrift store.
Yes, it's right off of Second Street, actually.
Let's talk about other things happening that are on the calendar that we want to make sure the KLYT listener knows about, that they can jump in and be supportive.
Steve, one of the things we're just overwhelmed by is a terrific response and the support that we do get from people here in New Mexico. I mean, our donor base, we're 88% of all of our revenue comes in from individual donors. So that's huge to us. You know, we recognize people want to do something to help the community. This year, we are celebrating, Steelbridge is celebrating its 70th year anniversary.
Wow.
Since 1954, since the original founders came here in 1954, Art and Mary Fleischer, and started the Albuquerque Gospel Mission. It actually started on First Street. And then they were building that overpass. It got torn down.
Oh, yeah.
And they moved over to 509 Second Street, and it became Albuquerque Rescue Mission. And so we are celebrating the 70th year anniversary. And people can learn more about its beginnings, its roots, its foundation by going to our website at www.mysteelbridge.org. They can read all about Art and Mary Fleischer and kind of get to know how this even came about. And of course, as Steelbridge, we've really evolved because the needs of our community has evolved as well.
And so one of those evolutions is going to actually be happening over the next month. TBD, we're still determining the date, but as soon as our doors open, we'll be offering for the first time family reunification services. We will have visitation, we will have family counseling, alumni services, outpatient services to help families finally get. That's the missing piece that we didn't have, was when people would do our program for a year, they can talk to their families, but they never got that reintroduction. So yeah. When they went back into the family life. So
let's talk to families that have a friend or family member that could benefit from the resources at Steelbridge. That can be a really awkward time making that connection. Is there any insight into how to? I mean, I guess as I'm answering my own question, but I think, well, start on your knees and pray. Any insight into handling those? It's awkward conversations.
So see, the best way, and this is what we always, is we tell people, call our main office. Uh-huh. If you call our main office, it's 505-346-HOPE-4673. And you just talk to our staff. Hey, this is the situation. And what we'll do is we'll have you come down there. We'll have you bring the family member. We'll pray for you when you come down there. We'll give you options. We always like to do it in person because right. We want to get to know the person. We want to be able to pray with the person. But most importantly, we want to give them the one thing that they don't have, and that's hope.
Now, if the person isn't cooperative, is there some insight that family can get from Steelbridge to minister to someone like that?
So, unfortunately, like any program, if a person doesn't want it, they're not going to get it.
Yeah.
All you can do is pray for them and encourage them, not enable them, but be there for them. Our doors are always open. We're always there to help, to give advice. Our program might not be for everyone, but we're there to point them to many different collaborative partners that we have in the community. But number one is, if a person doesn't want it, unfortunately, they're not going to get it.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you just tuned in, we're right in the middle of a conversation with Shane and Gail from Steelbridge. And go to the website Gail mentioned, mysteelbridge.org. And by the way, I love the website. We're talking about celebrating 70 years, mm-hmm. and the picture, the history is, it's got a rich legacy of ministry here in New Mexico. And it jumps off the screen at you when you go there. So people really need to go to the site.
Yes, they do. And, the thing of it is you can see God in all of this. I mean, God started this 70 years ago, and it has been the hand of the Lord that's continued this ministry. And if you think about what has happened in our own state and within our region, I mean, the need continues to grow. And the bottom line is they need hope. People need hope.
Yeah.
And they can't do it without God. We can't exclude him.
Hope, and I know you know, but we're talking about the confident expectation, hope that comes with a relationship with Jesus Christ.
That's right.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more after this on ABQ Connect.